This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. With full harvest underway, key input costs, including the rising price of diesel fuel, is putting the squeeze on many growers. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says a bit of good news is that China is using a little less diesel this year for electricity generation.
But the global macro still is pretty negative as Russia's war in Ukraine continues. Russia tends to supply much of the world's heavy oil in addition to countries like Canada. So Russia and the war in Ukraine is still having a pretty significant impact on diesel.
DeHaan says we also have to factor in our ability to produce diesel and things that might slow us down.
Also impacting diesel is the fact that refining capacity has been constrained over the last couple of years due to things like COVID and because of other refineries also shutting down due to natural events like fires. So we've lost refining capacity. We're down about 1 million barrels a day since prior to COVID, and that's having an impact on diesel prices as well.
And DeHaan says, let's not forget hurricane season impact on our refining capabilities.
While gasoline prices do tend to fall in the fall, things like OPEC and refinery outages and hurricane season certainly can play a role. So those are things to keep an eye on.
But DeHaan says the switch to winter fuels doesn't necessarily make things better overnight.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.